Former AFL star Jared Rivers is the North Melbourne backline coach and has been good enough to give me a couple of minutes. Welcome to you, Jared. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Dwayne. Good to see you, mate.
Big story, the return of Mad Jack Doar. Obviously, it's been a rehab story that has depth to it that we probably would never be able to go through in the next 10 minutes. But talk me through the rehab process for Mad Jack and exactly what has gone on behind the scenes.
Yeah, look, well, since I've been there, Dwayne, he's had a pretty good transition with pre-season this year. He's had a bit of a slow build-up, but the last probably month in pre-season, he's joined in all the full ground stuff, all match play, playing down back this year as well. So I know he's played a bit of back in his career before, but we've settled with him down back and he's training really well. It's a great sign for North Melbourne fans. He's in a really good mental space and you saw the picture today in the paper. He's pretty good physically as well at the minute. So, just can't wait to have him out there tomorrow night and for all his family and friends and supporters. It's going to be a great night for him.
So physically, what hasn't he been able to do in the last 12 months, Jared, that he can do now?
Oh, well, to be honest, I'm not too sure, Dwayne, with that because I was only in there in late October, November. But just with the running side of things, he had a slow pre-season, but like I said, over the last probably 6 weeks, he's slowly built his body up, running again, and really a lot of strength in the gym, physio, the type of thing to really build his core up and his strength. And you can clearly see with those pictures that he's in really good health and more so mentally than physically, and he's just back enjoying playing again.
Yeah, so he's really loving being around the club, and the club has really worked hard on rekindling his love of footy.
Yeah, I think so. You can clearly tell he's got a big presence amongst the playing group. Everyone loves him and brings, you know, a smile to everyone's faces when he walks in the door. So he's been great for us down back. Really starting to understand, you know, the way we want to try and play and set up behind the footy. And he's been a big part of that over the last few weeks. And, you know, the likes of Josh Walker as well coming on board from Brizzy. He's come back with us and joined us and been really promising as well. So you'll see those two boys tomorrow night.
So where will Mad Jack line up?
Yeah, so he'll play down back. Dwayne, he'll be one of our key backs tomorrow night. So it's a great opportunity to play on the likes of Norton, who's had a pretty good year last year. Shaki down there as well. So, yeah, we see him as our deepest back. And, looking forward to seeing what he can do against those two big key forwards.
Plenty of North Melbourne fans want to know about the guys who aren't playing as well. Ben Brown, how far away is he? And is he more than likely than not to play round one?
No, we're taking, you know, clearly a cautious approach with Brownie and you know, the likes of Zeebs, Polak as well. So they're a bit of a slow build at the minute, but we feel like they should be rolled out by round one. So, still 3 or 4 weeks to go. So we're not going to rush those because they're pretty important players to our playing group.
And Sean Hinkins will have one Masters Series game and the All-Star v Vicks game as his prep, will it be?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. So he'll play next week, which is great for him to get involved in that. And also, you know, being that he's one of the veterans probably on our list at the minute, he's had a super preseason, so we no need to play a lot of games into him, being that he's been a fantastic player for us over the last few years. So we'll just manage him as we can, and he should be chair off for round one.
And Robbie Tarrant not playing tomorrow night either?
Yeah, so he had a bit of an issue with his foot, but saw him running around today on the training track and he looks really good. So he potentially might play next week. We've got a bit of a practice match against Melbourne next Friday. So all things going well, we should be able to see him run around next week as well, which will be good.
Aidan Bonner?
Yeah, so he'll play his first game for the club tonight, which is great. He's had a super pre-season as well. Going to, you know, probably bring another dimension to our midfield group. Very powerful young man. So yeah, all the supporters out there should be really excited about what he can bring to our group.
I'll throw a couple of other names at you as well. Josh Walker, do you see him being part of your best 18?
Yeah, like I said previously, he came across from Brisbane, so really good team last year, and he's come across and really helped, and with our depth down back as well for those key backs. So he's had a super pre-season. He's fitted really well into our playing group, but especially our backline group. So he's in really good form. You'll see him run around tomorrow night along with Madge. Sam Durden as well is another key back, so you'll get to see all those three run around and hopefully build that connection within the back line group.
So no Scott Thompson, it's a little bit of a change-up, but at the same time, you're still You're obviously still pretty confident in your back line with the changes. If you've got Mad Jack added to it and a couple of others that can weave in there, are still going to be pretty solid?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, he's a big loss, clearly. Such a general down back for the playing group for many years. So that's just provided an opportunity for the likes of Sam Durden. Taz is down there, who's really solid for us as well. But, yeah, going to give opportunity for Walks, Sam Durden, Ben McKay as well. We've got a few boys down there that are going to put their hand up. So the next 3 or 4 weeks for those young guys are going to be important for them and their development. And hopefully we can get to see some quality footy from those guys.
Absolutely. Jared, great to have you on the program, and we really appreciate you joining us on the day that Mad Jack Dore was announced as returning tomorrow night to the senior team. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Ryan. Thank you, mate.
Jared Rivers joining us, North Melbourne backline coach, North playing the Dogs tomorrow night, and all the teams for the games outside of tonight will be named in the next couple of hours. We'll take a break. You're with Dwayne's World.